Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, text number 15. Tadasya kaushārava sharma dātur hare kathāmeva kathāsusāram udhṛtya puṣpebhya ivārtha bandho Shivaya naha kirtaya tirtha kirte. Translation. O Maitreya, O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for a people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. There are many topics from a different persons in different modes of a material nature, but the essential topics are those in relationship with Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, materially affected conditioned souls are all more or less averse to topics of Supreme Lord because of them do not believe in the existence of a God, and some of them believe only in the impersonal feature of the Lord. In both cases, there is nothing for them to say of God. Both the non-believers and the impersonalists deny the essence of all topics. Therefore, they engage in topics of relatively in various ways, either in sense gratification or in a mental speculation. For the pure devotees like a Vidur, the topics of both the mundaneous and the mental speculators are useless in all respects. Thus, Vidur requested Maitreya to talk of the essence only, the talks of Krishna and nothing else. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Na Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 15. Tadasya kaushārava sharma dātu hare kathāmeva kathāsusāram udhṛtya puṣpebhyaivārtha bandho Shivāya naha kirtaya tirtha kirte. Shivāya, for the welfare. O Maitreya, O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as a bees collected honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. Harer kathameva kathasusaram udhritya pushpebhye yuvartha bandho. Shivaya naha kitaya tirtha kirte. So a very wonderful thing has explained here. Nothing in the world can really do good to the humanity than the describing the glories of their Lord. He says here, kathasu saram, it is the essence section. Because everyone in this world is artha. Artha means in very precarious condition. And Vaishnavas, they are known as artha bandho. Artha bandho means well-wisher of this distressed people. Nowadays, due to this so much of greed, people, they work, you can call it slog like a hogs and dogs, to earn money so that they can gratify their senses. But does that really gives them pleasure? Most probably the way of life is going on here in Western countries now. 5 days of week, they work like a hogs and dogs. Wake up at the 5 o'clock, go to the office, come at 8, 9 o'clock. Whatever rubbish you get, you eat that. And again, whatever money you get at the Friday evening, you have to finish it by Saturday and Sunday. And Monday again, start from zero. Saturday, Sunday, squeeze out as much as so-called happiness you can derive from senses. But does that give them real pleasure? Or they get stressed out? See how subtly this stress is acting on each and everyone and each and every phase of life. Here itself, even small kids, they are getting blood pressure, they are getting sugar in their blood. What are the symptoms? Why? Because they are stressed out. Why they are stressed out? Parents, both they are working. No one is there to take care of them. Somebody is there who is looking after them. Simultaneously, that person has to look after another 10, 20 kids. Is that person going to give a particular care and concern, love that parents are supposed to give to a child? No. The real stress starts from that point. And it grows then. And here it's very difficult to have a family life. Someone was driving me and that person told me that has an 11 years kid. One day morning he got up and he saw his father is not there. He just left. So what must be the condition of that child's mind? How much stress he must be having? One fine day he wakes up and he sees that the father is no more. Father had just gone from there. Then at the teen level or teenagers, they have some different problem. Identity crisis. They don't know who they are actually.
who are their parents? It's a great confusion. Whom they should call as a father or whom they should call as a mother. Once they get job, then career, then rat race, competition, so much of stress. And still if you ask someone, hey, how are you? What's their answer? Great, fine, thank you. Here they say only great. They never say either fine or in sorrow. What you have, great sorrow or great happiness, what you have? Again there is a confusion, what to say? And it's growing everywhere because everyone wants to follow the Western life. They think that whatever Westerns they are doing, that's the best. And for last 4 or 5 decades, everywhere in the world, mentally everyone is suffering like the same way. Losing family bonds, losing friendship. Because excessive greed causes exploitation. And exploitation does not give a proper relationship. And you don't have a proper relationship, you have to have a mental stress. And that mental stress causes physical, metaphysical, all the problems in your life. Then what is the solution? Everyone is Artha. Everyone is suffering here. Everyone is in distress. Then what is the thing that can take them out of this distress condition? And that's what Vidurji is saying here. See, this is not the condition right now. Since the beginning of creation, things are like this. Intensity may be higher and lower, but problems are same. Right now we are staying in the age of a Kali, where these problems are shoot up like anything. It's like a 99% people, they are distressed. It's not necessary that because of the same reason. Everyone has his own reason. Some people think they don't have a money, that's why they are distressed. But the people who has a money, they are in a distress because there is a no one with them to spend with. Every day they have to change a partner because they don't have anyone whom they can love and share their sorrows. So they are in different distress. People who does not have money, they are in distress because they are not able to meet their own aims. It's becoming confusing for them. The person who is a scholar, he is in distress because he is not able to cope up with the competition. He is not able to rank higher than what he desires. The person who is not good in school education, he is also in distress because he don't know how to do and what to do, where to do with the life. So somehow or other, everyone is in distress condition. And that's why Vidurji says, the only one person can take them out of a distress, that is devotees of the Lord. And that's why he says, tadasya kausha rava sharmadatu. Sharmadatu means the person who awards good fortune. And who is that? The devotee of the Lord. Why? What he gives? Harer kathameva kathasusaram. Because he gives harikatha. As gopis, they say, Kavakathamvratam tapta jivanam kavibhiri ditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shri tatam kathamritam tapta jivan. Oh my Lord, your nectarian pastimes and their description. It's like a amrita for tapta jivanam. Everyone in this world is on fire. And how to cool that fire? By hearing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. Why? As here it is explained, it is a saram, it is the essence of all the Vedic literatures. It is the essence of our life. And that's why he says, as essence is collected by the honeybees, what they do? These bees, they fly around everywhere. And what they take out? They take out essence of flowers. And when they collect it together, it's known as honey. So same way, devotees, they travel around. They visit all the places wherever their Lord has performed wonderful pastimes. And they gathered wonderful narrations of that pastimes. And what they do? They collect them and they give. That's the real essence that one should seek for. And only devotees can do this. There are different transcendentalists who are working in spiritual path. But only devotees can do good for whole humanity. Because other processes, they can help you out, you only. Like I am performing some yajna, like a Vajapaya yajna. If I do that, I am going to bear the fruits. Because I have done it. It will not anyway going to help you directly. Indirectly it may help, but directly it will not help you. If I am doing Ashtanga Yoga, it's me only who can enjoy the result of Ashtanga Yoga, of Samadhi. That does not help you, will it? No. But if I am doing Harikatha, three people, they are going to get benefited. Definitely I am, because I am doing it. Second, you, because you are hearing. And third, who has made this arrangement for? So all these three people, they are going to get benefited if I am going to do Harikatha. And who will do that? Only the devotee of the Lord. Because he loves Lord, so he loves to speak about him. Mayavadis, Nirvisheshvadis, Shunyavadis, they does not love God. They love themselves only. They try to meditate on them and try to become Lord. So how they can tell you about the wonderful pastimes of the Lord? They try to do that nowadays to just make money out of that. But that will not benefit anyone else. Neither them even. Materially they may get benefited. They may get their chelas and they may get followers and funds and finances for their sense gratification. But they will not get what's supposed to get. They will not free the people from the distress. They may help people to get rid of their bodily distress. Like they may start some hospitals where they can treat some diseased people. But what about the real stress to the mind? How that can be worked out? There is only one solution to get out of a distressed condition, is to hear about the Supreme Personality of God. Because that is the only thing which gives you solace to your soul. Nothing else. And that's why Prabhupada, in this particular purport, he clearly says that the topics about the Lord is the only one thing that pure devotee really likes. They do not have any desire for sense gratification. as explained by the Lord in I think fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 19th verse. Kama sankalpa vivarajitaha. The person who is free from desire for sense gratification. Only that person can do good for the society. And how one can get rid of this self-sense gratification? Indriya tupti ki bhavana se kaise mukta ho sakta hai? Oh dada, कहा क्या सुन रहे थे फिर अभी तक बोलिए. ओनली वन थिंग दैट कैन टेक अवे द डिजायर ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड. एंड व्हेन यू गेट रियल प्लेजर इन दैट सर्विस, then automatically the lower stress goes away. That's what Lord has explained in Bhagavad Gita. Rasovarjam rasopyasya paramadrashtva nivartate. Rasovarjam rasopyasya. Once someone has attended the higher test, definitely he will not have a desire to enjoy the lower test. And what is the higher test for the devotees? Service to their Lordship. Swayanikal. And that's why Vidurji is asking to Maitreyaji, please tell me about the different topics about Lord. See, there are numerous topics that people, they discuss in this material world. Prabhupada says mundane wranglers. These mundane people, they have millions of topics to discuss about. You just turn on the FM and you will hear all sort of nonsense going on since morning or 24 hours a day. They discuss everything other than the God, other than their Lordship. But does that anyway going to help them to nurture their soul? Do they are going to get benefited ultimately? The people who have a narrow intelligence, they may think, you people always see negative in everything. Yes, definitely we see, because everything is negative unless and until you get it connected with the Lord. Because everything that makes you forget of their Lordship is negative in your life. That's not going to help anyway in your life. If that thing is going to help you to remember their Lordship, to think about their Lordship, then definitely we accept that. And that's what called as a anukulena krishnanushilana, accepting the things favorable to surrender Krishna. So the topics which are going to help you to remember their Lordship, which is going to increase your faith in their Lordship, which is going to increase your faith in the devotees of the Lord, you should discuss about that. Because sound vibrations, they are eternal, they never get destroyed. Or they never get transformed from one thing to another thing. They remain as it is. So whenever you discuss about their Lordship, that most purified thing remains in the ether, and that purifies others also. So if you want really an ultimate good for everyone, then we should do Harikatha. And we should engage ourselves always in discussing about their Lordship. And that is the symptom, that is the characteristic, that is the swabhava or a constitutional position of a pure devotee. As Lord Himself says, Machita Madhagata Prana. My devotees, their mind is always resting upon me. Bodhendi Parasparam, they always discuss about me. And they take pleasure in that, and their mind dwells in that. So the Harikatha is the only one way through which you can get out of the distress condition. So what medicine right now you have for your distressed condition? What we have discussed right now? Only the discussion about the topics which are related to the Lord. Nothing else. Idam shariram parinam peshalam patati avasham shatasandhijarajaram kim aushadam prachati durmudmate Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Maharaj Kulashekar, in his prayers, he says, this body is going to dwindle because of disease, old age. It's going to happen with everyone. Nobody is going to get rid of that. It's not that someone dies at 25, means he has not seen old age. He is old. We generally ask, what is your age? What we ask? How old are you? We never say that, how young you are you? We say, how old are you? Means old age is there already with you. Old age is nothing but few minutes or few hours before your death. So, you know, if some infant baby dies at 1 or 2 months, he is 2 months old. And to avoid that, if you are asking for some medicine, the Maharaj Kulashekar says, you are a fool, number one. Dur mudhamate. What sort of a wretched intelligence that you have? That you are asking for the medicine to get rid of this old age and disease. He says, Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piva. Just drink the nectarian pastimes of the Lordship. Krishna Rasayanam. Because that will save you from the pangs of material distress. So let's try and work out with this wonderful method of discussing Harikatha. Always try to discuss something which is related directly to their Lordship. Because that is the only one thing which is going to give Shivaya. Shivaya means most beneficial or welfare thing. If you really want your welfare, then you should discuss Harikatha. Kirtaye Tirtha, Kirtahe. It's called as a Tirtha. Tirtha means the holy place where your sins get washed out. So same way, when you hear about the Lordship, that washes your sins that you are accumulated for lives together. So there is only one way. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatirnata. No thing other than hearing and discussing about Lord. So let's take a privilege the opportunity that we have got it by the mercy of His divine grace, who is also Artha Bandhu, the well-wisher of all the distressed soul. And He has given this wonderful commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are discussing now. By their mercy only we can get out of our distress condition. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.